Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, we are here in the 805. I'm so excited to have my full studio here. I love all my friends that are just actually showed up right now. You guys all look bright and cheery in all their bright colors. And I'm so excited to be here. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great over here, Kim.
Very good. Very good. Well, I always like to start my show with something uplifting, and glamour is about feeling good in your own skin. And as I'm talking about all these glamorous women in here and men, okay. But we've got a great show for you today, and I'm really excited. We've got lots of things that we're giving back, and of course, that's what we love to do here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, remind everybody that maybe doesn't know about our show or yourself to follow us on our social, and that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the above. Also, make sure you get one of our newsletters. When you call up and you're giving us your email, make sure that you ask to be put on that. That will actually be able to share with you in your emails with all of the events that we have going on, all of our great guests that we have going on, and really just so you could be a part of everything, and also more chances to win there. With that, I'm really excited. We've got a great show. Right now we've got the Women in Business, and Cece Adami is here. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having us.
Of course. And I've got Jan Holing, and of course, she is with a project understanding.
I am.
And I love seeing you here, so I'm excited to hear. And, of course, Aaron, and I hope I'm going to get this right, is it Samaniego?
Almost. Very close. Samaniego.
Okay. And, of course, with Masterminds of Ventura County, I'm really excited. This is all about women in business in Ventura and, of course, through the chamber.
Camarillo Chamber.
And, of course, I want to let everybody know that mark your calendars for the mixer. And that is happening Wednesday, June 27th, 5:30 to 7:00. And, of course, at Agave, right?
Yes.
Agave Maria's. I'm really excited. And I'm telling you, there's always a huge turnout. So I'd love to see all of my friends out there. So with that, let's start off with that. We've got Roland Downs. She's the owner of Tristology. And, of course, that is for love and passion. And then she's going to be joining us. And then, of course, we've got Brian Angel from the law office of Douglas Ridley, your criminal defense and DUI specialist. So we've got a lot happening, a lot of different topics here, and I'm really excited to share all of that with you. So again, kind of let's just talk about this day. What are we going to find on this event right now?
This event coming up on June 27 at Agave Maria's restaurant, it's one of our monthly mixers that we do every month. The Camarillo Chamber of Commerce and Women in Business. We're dedicated to empower the women who thrive professionally and personally. And what we do is that we create opportunities for women to work together and get together to get those, establish those relationships that will help you improve not just ourselves as well, but as well as the economy, the quality of life. And Camarillo supports the mission of the chamber with this women in business.
I love it. And so, of course, now this is just one entity. I mean, you guys have so many entities of this.
Yes.
And I love it. This one's really for women.
Yes,
it is.
Women only.
Yeah.
However, we do allow men to come in and join us in the month of February.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, there you go. So once
a
year, they're allowed to come in and network with us as well.
What a great idea. That's really good. Okay. But, you know, but I love there's a place that, you know, I mean, everything's always, you know, business. But there's something special about women in business. And there's like that little buzz that we have. And so I'm really excited. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways? And, of course, Roland Downs just walked in the studio, and of course she is the owner of Tristology Love and Passion. I've already been giving out your cards and sharing everybody.
Love it.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And anyways, Tom,
we do have gift certificates for if you're looking to enhance your relationship. You can stop by Tristology. They are at 434 Main Street in Ventura. Call 888-801-8952. Tristology, once again, 434 Main Street in Ventura. The Caneo Food and Wine Fest is happening for 2018. You're invited to join in celebrating the best food and wine in the community with live entertainment and prizes. And that is coming up on Sunday, June 24th. Gift certificates to Bistro 13 in beautiful Camarillo at 4910 Verdugo Way. And the Hot Summer Nights Festival location for this is Los Robles Golf Course in Thousand Oaks, July 12th. And we are there with craft beer, food, and hot sauce, music, and the cornhole tournaments. Everybody loves that game, benefiting the Grossman Burn Centers. So go on out and enjoy that. Kim has tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. And since Roland just walked in, we'll do a gift certificate to Tristology. And let me just tell you, talk about classy, talk about a place where you feel safe. That's where you want to go. And, of course, so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Well, we've got a full studio here today. And, again, I've got everybody here, CeCe, Jan, Aaron, and, of course, Roland. And so we're talking about women in business, and we're going to have to get you over there too, Roland, to join us, because obviously you are in business and she's got a dynamic business. And so what are we going to find when we go there? And I know, Jan, I know you're here with Project Understanding. Tell us a little bit about how you're active with everything.
Well, Project Understanding is a nonprofit within the area that we feed the hungry, we house the homeless, and we educate the children. I wanted to branch out of the Ventura city limits and go into another city and express what we actually do there. A lot of people don't even understand how we can help people. And the Thomas Fire is a really good example because we had many people that couldn't pay their rent because they weren't working. So we were able to assist them in paying the rent and keep them from becoming homeless. Wow. So when I go to these events and I talk to women, I talk to them about it's not just the homeless person you see on the street. It's your neighbor, people that are food insecure. Do I need to put gas in my car to get to work or do I need to feed my family?
Mm.
So we help mesh both of those.
I love what you do.
Thank
I love
you.
What you do. We call you the angel in the city here, you know. So and right, isn't that what we all
Absolutely.
Do? I love it. So and Aaron, tell us a little bit about your thing, Masterminds of Ventura. This is kind of new, isn't it?
It is and it isn't.
Okay.
It's called Mind Masters of Ventura County, and it's something I've been involved with for quite a number of years, and I've brought the program to this area. And it's all about empowering business owners. And so I'm excited to be able to work with them and really help people identify what their goals are and figure out ways to strategize, plan, and take those highest priority, highest payoff activities. And we have a group that supports each other in holding us accountable so that we do the things we know we need to do.
Right.
And so it's a very supportive group in that way. And yeah, it's exciting.
How fun. Okay, and so how do people find out more about that?
They can find me on social media at Mind Masters VC or Mind
And
Masters.
Is it like what you say stays there?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what happens there stays
there.
It is.
There. It is. It's a safe environment for businesses to bring their biggest challenges and to strategize. And we limit the group to one person per industry so that it's safe and they're not sitting across the table from someone in their same industry talking about business strategy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Even though I really am about we all lift each other, you know.
Yeah.
I know that's not the normal of human race, right? But in
Should
my
be.
World, in the Kim Pagano, the brighter side, it's like, you know, I want you to do good and I want to do good. So how do we do good together? You know, and
Amen.
That's really the clits of it, right?
Isn't that how women work, though?
It really is.
It is. I mean, women just support each other. I've seen that. And, you know, as a woman business owner, I know I reach out and support other women businesses and shop with other women businesses. And so I think it's a great philosophy.
And really what you do is you are supporting women to be their best.
Right.
In
empowering
every part
women
of their,
I
know,
kind of way.
In a different kind of way, but yeah. It's very empowering. And I think it's, I love it. I'm so excited to be working with you to share this huge, you know, thing, what you do. And it's a message. It's a message to women to be your best, you know. So, and Cece, so tell us about what are they going to find when they go to these mixers?
The mixers that we provide and we put together allow you to come in and brand yourself, make those connections, networking. Who doesn't want to come in and brand themselves or make that awareness of who you are and what you do by making those connections and by networking? Our events used to, the attendance on our events used to be roughly between 30 to 40 business women. Well, guess what? Nowadays,
it's doubled.
It has doubled.
Our
highest attendance was over at Spanish Hills Country Club. We had over 100 business women there networking, making those connections. So we're growing and we're working together. And that's
yes,
what I love.
I love that. And I'm so excited to be a part of this with you guys and to help you spread the word. So is there a cost or how do people sign up for it?
No, no cost. I mean, our mixers are for you to come in and network and promote your business by making those connections. So as long as you're a member with the Camarillo Chamber, there's no cost at all.
Okay.
But it's open to the public, which means if you're a non-member, absolutely, you're welcome to come and join us. There is a fee of $10, I believe.
Yeah.
That's
very
it.
Minimal.
Yes.
So good. All right. And of course, this is on my newsletter. So if you're driving right now and you're going, I have a business. I want to go meet all these amazing women. Look on my newsletter. Look on my Facebook. And it's going to be everywhere that you can find it. So, and of course, you know, Jan, how do people help out for Project Understanding?
There's a lot of different ways you can help out. We need tutors at our tutoring sites. We could do a food drive, blankets. We have Cal State Channel Islands right now that are putting together workbooks for our tutoring classes, as well as making handmade blankets for the homeless.
Wow.
And you can volunteer either location, either the pantry, or to help Hank. Hank is our in the river bottom guy. He goes and helps anyone that wants to get off the street.
And now, as you're moving closer to Camarillo now, is there going to be another site out there? Or?
No, we're looking at hopefully putting a tutoring site there.
Okay.
But our corporate office is going to remain in Ventura because we are Project Understanding of San Buenaventura.
Right, exactly. So. And let me ask you, when you say tutoring, what would that look like for somebody that would be able to help out?
Well, we have our tutoring sites open 4 days a week, and it's an hour with a one-on-one with one student.
Nice.
And it's just a volunteer opportunity. Retired teachers, even high school students, college students, they all help some way.
Yeah, I love that.
I was going to say it's a great way for women business owners to also contribute because we can all find an hour a day or an hour a week to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
There you go. I love it.
And
you were also talking about blankets and coats and those kind of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it's like springtime right now. I know it's summer, but I'm like cleaning. I'm getting rid of. And so where can they donate?
They can go to 2686 Johnson Drive. My office is Suite 204. But the face of the homeless has changed this past year. And everyone could use a little help, a little support with what the city has gone through. We'll have coats, jackets, blankets, toiletries, whatever is needed to actually function, get up, and go.
Wow, that's great. Well, I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
I love what all of you are doing. You know, I mean, it's kind of like where you find your passion and then you fly and you let it shine.
Absolutely.
For everybody to see. And that's really what our life is about. I mean, and you know, we all have different chapters. I know you've changed your chapter. We've all changed our chapters. Yeah. And so we have chapters in life. And that's really what this show is about. It's about the brighter side, but how we got there. And so I'm really excited to share all of what you're doing. And again, thank you so much for being here. Give out the website again one more time so our listeners can be a part of that.
Yes, feel free to go online, www.camarillochamber.org, and then there will be one of the tabs go in under Women in Business Committee, or go into our events tab to find out the upcoming events. But we do have coming up this June, the 27th at Agave Maria's, also on July 25th at Spanish Hills Country Club. Don't miss it.
Okay. They will be posted, so I will keep you reminded with my mentions. I actually am just going to start doing my mentions as we're ahead of the game so that we can start putting them on, because I know I've got so many events, I'm sure like all of you, right? And I tell you, it's like, okay, let me get ahead of the game. So if you can go through all the way through your calendar, mark these in, you will not miss a thing. So, all right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Roland Downs. And then we've got Brian Angel in here. And he is, of course, from the law office of Douglas Ridley. And, of course, that's your criminal defense and DUI specialist. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. Again, we've got Caneo Food and Wine Festival. It's tomorrow, but I've got tickets, and we can get them at Will Call for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. I just want to really quick, we've got the Camarillo Fiesta Street Fair coming up, and I'm going to be a part of that. I want to see everybody out there. And of course, great music, car shows, and kids fun and vendors. So also the Oxnard Salsa Festival, another one of my favorite. We got to get that on our calendar, and we've got some amazing dancers, food, and just great fun. And then we've got the Traveling Tequila and Taco Music Festival. And, of course, that's returning downtown Ventura. So we've got tickets to all of those. We'd love you to stay here on the Kim Pagano Show and make sure you tune in. And, again, that phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Kim Pagano Show is a proud sponsor of the 2018 Conejo Food and Wine Festival, celebrating the best restaurants, wineries, breweries in our community. Enjoy live entertainment while raising funds for our community charity partners. 2018 charity partners are Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. On Sunday, June 24th, from 1:30 to 5:30, located at 155 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. 21 and older, please. If you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can purchase your tickets at www.canejofoodandwinefestival.com.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. And we just changed, audiences here in the studio, of course. And, of course, joining me is Brian Angel and, of course, Doug Ridley. And, of course, he is our criminal defense and DUI specialist. I'm really excited to have him in the studio. I know you're always busy, so when we get you is a huge treat. So thank you for being here. And of course, I want to introduce you and everybody else to Roland Downs. She's the owner of Tristology. You'll need to visit it for your wives. And
got it. Get right over there right away.
I know. See, there you go. So, well, we're really excited. I know we're going to kind of talk a little bit about. How did you say it? You said a
couple.
Perfect.
You said pillow talk, right?
Yeah, pillow talk, and really just in long relationships, how do you keep it alive? Right, that's what it's and fresh and fun. And we've got three men in here that can actually help us add to it. But so talk to us a little bit about your store, and of course, I love your store and I love what you do.
Thank you. We're a discreet and classy shop, as we've talked about before. But one of the things we talked about was also, the conversations that we have in the store and the service that we provide is creating the safe space to have these conversations about partnership and couples and intimacy and, aging and how the body changes and things like that. And so having a long-term relationship is one of those things where, everything starts to change and or they stay the same. And you don't want them to necessarily always stay the same.
That's really smart right there. Right. Everything changes, but some things stay the same. Same. It's not supposed to, right?
Right, right, right. And, and all of a sudden you're in this rote, you know, everything's the same kind of thing. And so one of the things we've realized is having conversations, you know, keeping your relationship fresh is talking about things and not just thinking things happen as they happen and, you know, letting them, being more conscious about it.
Right, right. I was looking for something because my husband sent me something knowing that you were going to come today.
Oh, awesome.
He goes, I think you should talk about this, how sex makes you a happier and healthier person.
Absolutely.
Okay, I mean, you know, I was like, what a way to start your day, honey. Okay.
I'm glad he's thinking about these things.
Of course. He's always thinking about it, okay? So
which is
I
not
love
a bad
it.
Thing.
But, you know, I mean, and is that true? Is more men, is that how it goes? Men think about sex more than women? Or how does that? Or
are you going to ask the guys that?
No, I'm asking you.
Okay.
I was going to put them on the spot, but then I thought, I better not.
Yeah. Well, here's the fun fact is that, and we actually have to acknowledge this as individuals and couples, is I believe that there's one in the relationship which has a stronger drive.
Okay.
And then one that doesn't.
Okay.
In my relationship.
So it doesn't really, it's not male or female.
No.
Right?
In my relationship, I'm the stronger drive. Okay. And my partner is, you know, lower.
Is
and
he listening? No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He'll acknowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, he rolls his eyes. Oh, but the thing is sometimes when a woman has a stronger drive or a man has a lower drive, then they feel like they're odd. And there's nothing odd about it. We
I
just
love
have
that
to have
you
a
just
balance.
Yeah.
It's a balance. It's a yin and the yang. Each
right.
of us in a relationship is, you know, we complement and we complete you know,
right.
each other.
Are you
other.
Showing me something? Oh, okay. But here's a question. You know, what I'm thinking is it's almost like I'm going to compare it to, you know, like one of your couple is more outgoing and one's a little shyer.
Exactly.
Right? So it's kind of the same thing.
Very much.
Yeah.
And
so,
and just because you have
so
a shy
I'm
person.
Ask the guys yep. that are in here, is your wife more outgoing or you, Doug?
You know, we can't fit in a box like that, actually, unfortunately,
oh, okay.
with us.
Because so that's interesting.
There are times that she'll be the more outspoken one, and there will be times that I would be the more outspoken one. It depends on who we're around, who we're with, what's going on.
Yeah, and you know what? That is very true, because if there's somebody crazy and fun, it brings it out in them, right? So I'm sure when you're with Brian, right? No, I can't. Mm-hmm. How about you, Brian?
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. I'm 100% horny all the time, so, you know, there's nobody that's going to have more drive than myself, even though you know, my wife probably has a normal drive. But, like, right now, I'm sitting here, and, you know, Doug looks kind of cute.
Yeah,
so,
he's killing me. Tom?
I'm 60, and I have a 10-year-old.
Oh, that should speak for itself right there. I love it.
He's going to give you a high five there.
I know. That's awesome. So,
well, the wonderful thing is there is this balance, and we sometimes our partners can have stronger drives if we are the ones that traditionally have stronger drive. And the couple's balance, you know, I find that when I'm demurring, we'll say, my husband gets more assertive. And I'm like, oh, I like this, mm-hmm. you know, and so it we don't ever have to fit in a box, like you said.
But I do acknowledge and agree with the fact that the communication is the key part of it, because if you're the more aggressive person and you let your partner know that you kind of get tired of being the aggressor and allow them to keep in mind that you are always ready, then they will bring it up more
right.
often.
Oh,
so.
That's a really okay. That's a
yeah.
good point. Okay.
And the thing is the communication is key. You know, when, you know, you share with your partner that I'd love it if we switched roles sometimes is kind of how we can say it. Then your partner will be like, oh, okay, this time I'm going to come up with this creative idea, or I'm going to be the one that does this. And so the switching of roles, the communicating, the what you like, we kind of forget sometimes that this is a very important part of our relationship.
And you know what's interesting? So if you have a couple that maybe, you know, there's a lot of men or women that aren't sharing their feelings, maybe
totally.
Aren't very communicative, right? How does that work in bed?
Well, the thing is you're going to get at some point, someone's going to get frustrated, and it's not always going to be the happy thing that's going to make the communication come out. But if you realize you're in a let's use the word stagnant, you know, that things haven't changed, or, you know, I've got couples that come into the store that may not have been intimate for a year, for months, for a couple of years. And so somebody's waking up and saying, this just isn't working for me. How do I get this happening? And so
I have to say, I love that people, if that's been going on for that long, and then they come to the relationship and say, this isn't working for me, they don't go outside of the relationship. They stay in the relationship and they say, I made a commitment to you, and I want to make sure that I stay with you, and I need you to be with me.
I think that knowing stats and numbers sometimes is important, especially if you're the aggressor, because the truth is the average married person only really wants to have sex once a week by the numbers.
Okay.
And so you have to realize that and communicate to your partner that, hey, look, I acknowledge that I'm, you know, on the high end of things, and right. I don't blame you. I think this is the key. I don't blame you for not having as much drive, and I love you just the same. And all those reassuring things would actually make that person
want
more,
you more.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a reverse
right.
thing.
That's very good.
Absolutely. And I think
you must
that
be part of Douglas Ridley's office, right? No. Just kidding. Okay, but yeah. No, but that's true. That is a very, you know what I mean? Sometimes you want what you can't have, or you want what's I don't want to say what you can't have, but that was like a reverse.
I think it's taking the pressure off.
Taking the pressure
when,
off,
when you
exactly.
put that much pressure, like, hey, I'm always ready to go, they're like, oh, my God, do I ever want to do this? You know, I'm
right.
stressed out. As opposed to like, hey, we can just do it whenever you're ready, and then they come around sooner.
Yeah.
Well, I think that acknowledging and owning your own needs is a huge
really
piece of it. Because I own my needs and my desires, and I respect, that's another word that's important, my partner's, you know, his needs and his timing of things. And so somehow we work out a balance that works for each of us. And it sounds like you do the same. And I think it is important because a lot of people don't understand what their needs are. They just kind of are on autopilot, and they get angry or frustrated and lash out at a partner, and that's when you're going to start having issues.
And sometimes saying nothing, especially for a long period of time, works in your favor if, big asterisk, if you do some things to encourage, in, for example, change of scenery. You know, a nice little hotel stay, even locally.
Absolutely. Hotel stays are big.
You know, some wine, an event, something that they've wanted to do
kids
where you're going along for the
ride. Kids not opening
up
the doors, right?
What's that?
Kids at home not opening up the doors.
Or
right?
kids not running around.
Even
or,
if you don't have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, the change of scenery, the wine, and doing something that person wants to do, putting them in that happy new experience mode, it helps.
Yeah,
there
of course.
You go. That's good. Those are all great things. And so that's what we're talking about is relationships that get old or that our bodies start to change, right?
Right.
That's a big one.
That is a big one. And one of the things that, you know, when I say I have customers that come in that haven't been intimate for two years, sometimes maybe longer, sometimes, you know, just a year, year and a half, they think that that's the way life is supposed to be now because their body has changed, their partner's body has changed, and they don't realize they have other options, and shifting the dynamic or this 55-year-old body is supposed to be the same as the 25-year-old body, or the 65-year-old body is supposed to be the same as the 25-year-old body. And we have to acknowledge that it's different and find a different way to work with it and find the intimacy and change. So that's one of the big things for me is having people understand that they don't have to accept that their body's not interested in this lovemaking anymore. It's understanding that there are different ways to get the body interested if, you know, a woman's going through menopause and the body's changing, and or even men, you know, whether it's cancer, whether it's antidepressants, whether it's medications, whether it's whatever it is, diabetes, drugs. I just have so many people that come with so many stories about how things change, and we need to adapt, and we need to adjust, and we need to not block our partner out from those changes in our bodies, and figure out how we can work together on it.
I love that. I mean, you really just nailed it, don't you think? As you know, as humans, we change. We just talked with all these women about, you know, our careers, our chapters in our lives, and we stay in a marriage or a relationship, and we don't think it's going to change. You know, we're around all these different people and different likes, and you know, we watch TV, and life changes. And how do we roll with that changes in our relationship?
So I'll agree and disagree with some of this.
Okay, please.
Because you're going to need air, water, food, and sex for your whole life. So even though some things change, and, you know, I get sad for people that have gone 2-3 years because you need it. And it is.
Oh, I agree.
It is a health factor.
Right.
But I have also been in a situation where I've been severely injured and not able to do anything. But I think, again, the communication and just being able to do something selfless, maybe,
right,
at those times, do something for your partner to make them happy and so that they don't stray or think about it.
Right.
You somehow push through. By the way, do you have any products that would help people that are not feeling so in the mood to feel in the mood?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Both men and women. So it's interesting because you bring that up. The thing about being someone who has a higher drive and a partner that has a lower drive, I promote an orgasm a day philosophy. So it's something that you strive for. You don't have to achieve, but you can try. But that doesn't always mean you're with your partner. And so whether it's a toy for a man or a toy for a woman, we have tools to help people achieve that. And that is a way to take pressure off of the partner too. So if you own your orgasm, you own your, you know, needs, you can take care of that solo, if that's something that's comfortable for you, or you share it with your partner. So it is something that I think is really important when people own their sexuality and share that with a partner that may not have the same drive as themselves.
Yeah. Can we get extra credit for 2 or 3 times a day rule?
Yeah, no. I have customers who say, I say an orgasm a day. They say an orgasm a day and twice on Sunday. And I'm like, sure, whatever you want.
There you go. You know what? Let's do another gift certificate to your store. And tell them about the gift certificate. What are they able to do with it?
Well, we have the lingerie, which is always fun to add a little spice into the relationship. We also have massage oil candles, lubricants, which can be edible or just kind of great for enhancing. One of our favorite ones is Uberlube, which is a massage oil and a lubricant. So that one's kind of fun. And then we do have toys and partner play toys, solo play toys for men and women. So we do have a really broad selection, and our gift certificates that we donate are $50 a piece. So
Huge, you
can get something fun for $50.
I would say so, for sure. All right. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines. Give everybody your phone number. And also, if you're not, you know, you feel like intimidated to walk in there, right? You do a whole online.
We do. So our phone number is 888-801-8952. And we do private appointments, too. So if couples have been in a situation where they're not communicating, they don't know how to talk about it, they can call me. There's no charge for it. We just set up a private appointment for 30 minutes. We sit and talk about whatever you need to talk about.
Are you like a counselor, a therapist, a sex therapist?
I'm a sex educator is how
it.
I call
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I may be owning a new title. Sexual awakening coach.
I love that.
People can awaken that part of themselves that they may not be aware is sleeping, because that's an important thing.
I love it. You're awesome.
So they can come to the store. We can talk, you know, in the store. We can set a private appointment. So those are real important.
And then, you could throw a party like I did.
Yes. Right? Parties
I
are
got
also
more people wanting another party. So
we're going to do it.
Yeah, we've got.
I'm seriously having an awakening right now.
You're killing me. You're killing me. I love it. Oh, God. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we do have a gift certificate right now to Tristology, and I'd love to give that to somebody. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. My soul.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show in the studio. We've got Roland Downs, owner of Tristology. We just talked about a lot of great love and passion. And then, of course, we've got Doug Ridley here. And, of course, of criminal defense and DUI specialist. And, of course, Brian Angel from Doug Ridley's office. So what's going on, you guys? And what is the most calls like? You know, it's funny how things kind of like we talked about different chapters, but are DUIs big right now, or has that kind of hopefully slowed down a little bit, and what's taking its place? Or
well, so DUIs are one of the most prolific crimes, but they thankfully are on the decline thanks to Uber and Lyft. And
isn't that amazing? That's huge. That's awesome. Yeah, incredible. That really is good.
So what that means is that there's more time for law enforcement to focus on other things, and sometimes there are things that we might not think enter into the criminal realm that do. As the guy that takes all of Doug's onboarding phone calls, I can tell you that I've seen an uptick in public civil type of situations that can enter from the civil realm into the criminal realm, you know, public disturbance type of things that are ongoing. I'll let Doug talk more about specific incidences.
Oh, good. And thank you.
Of course. Well, one of the things that we're seeing lately, disagreements, neighbor disputes, city code ordinance violations with people with either having excessive noise or issues with their property, even places where there aren't homeowner associations, people leaving too much junk on their property. And by the time it gets to us, cities have made a lot of efforts to try to get these knuckleheads to stop what they're doing. But at some point, there are city ordinances that come into play, whether it's too much trash, whether it's too much noise. And these are even outside of what we usually see in just penal code violations that you would typically see in a criminal courtroom. So we're working with a guy right now who's had too loud of music and his campfires are too big in his backyard. We're working with a guy who's got too much stuff in his yard.
So even though you're allowed to kind of do what you want within reason, right? And you have to be courteous of your neighbors or courteous of wherever you're at, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when it gets so bad that the city starts sending you letters, you have to take that seriously. Because if it's a city that is telling you that they want you to do something different,
you better be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then what's the next step after that? Then they need you.
Then thankfully they call us and we're on board. My family appreciates that.
But how does that work out though? You know, I mean, how does it usually work out? Are they've already done this, you know, the damage?
Well, so here's the thing. It turns their mentality very quickly sometimes, because when people get these notices, their first reaction is, it's a free country, I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And then they might ignore things like, hey, we want to come look at this, or we're going to do a search warrant. And they might just not take them seriously. This is from the city. It's not from the cops, right? So, but then when they get arrested or when they get a search
and
warrant.
And do people really get arrested for
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. And they get a search warrant executed and their house torn apart and all these horrible things that exist in the criminal world. They turn from either more that they are, it's a free country and this is not right, and that's
and
not productive for them.
They get angrier.
Well, they get themselves into excessive arrests and excessive trouble, and then they really become a criminal, as opposed to some people.
Oh my God, for something that they just were, wow.
For some people. Others go, okay, I'm going to get scared straight. So, you know, they react differently.
Crazy.
To avoid the call into our office, what they need to do is when they get those things, take them seriously.
Right.
And it's very rare that the person who ends up in our office has handled it with grace and dignity the whole way through. Typically what happens is they have a bad attitude towards the city officials that are coming out. Obviously there's some sort of dispute with a neighbor already, so they're already mad about that. And then by the time the city starts talking to them, then they give the same anger and frustration back to the city. And so the reports that we end up reading are, you know, this person is belligerent, this person is uncooperative, this person has been screaming at city officials. And it might just be, you know, John, the city inspector, who you thought you didn't need to pay a lot of respect to. But when the judge reads that you disrespected a city official,
it's
all
big
of a sudden
time.
It becomes a big
yeah.
deal.
And you said a search warrant. So are they? So how does that come into it? You have a fire.
So
you
I'll tell you a specific kind of interesting and funny one. So illegal construction on a guy's property.
Okay.
And the city noticed it. And they said, hey, you have to repair that. And his response, instead of, yeah, I'll go ahead and take care of that, was to put up a big, ginormous gate and tell them they can't come on his property. And, well, they don't know I have illegal construction because they can't see it because of my gate. So this is all over with. And obviously, they got a search warrant, and then they went in. They tore his place apart. Now, here's the other risk. We all may have something
hidden in our closet, right?
Like a gun that was given to you by your grandfather that's still working, but it's unregistered and it's just sitting somewhere and you're not doing anything wrong. But guess what? Now you have a real criminal charge on your hand.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You know, there's another category of this that starts with people not getting along with each other and you thinking that it's just going to be handled that way and then gets into our office. And it's when restraining orders come into play. So the civil process of getting a restraining order against someone, you're going to court and you're saying my next door neighbor is playing loud music, so maybe you're getting a restraining order about that. Or maybe the employer is getting a restraining order about the crazy employee that they fired last week who keeps coming back in demanding their check. Or relationship issues, roommate issues, all of these disputes that end up being solved in court rather than being solved the way all of us would solve them, which is a conversation and dealing with it civilly. Once the restraining order gets involved, sometimes people think they don't need to pay that much attention to that because she's crazy. I don't want to ever see her again. I don't care about the restraining order. Who cares what it says? We have 5 or 6 open criminal cases in my practice right now with people that, because they didn't pay attention to what was going on with the restraining order, they had a gun and they didn't realize you're not allowed to have guns on a restraining order. Or they violated one little term of the restraining order and then it's a criminal charge for violating a restraining order, and now they're into court with problems that we end up having to unwind for them. So if I can give one little tip to anyone who's listening, read the damn fine print on your restraining orders because it's really important. What happened earlier this year is that the Department of Justice did a sweep with anyone who had firearms registered to them, who also had restraining orders registered to them, and we had a huge influx of new cases in. People who just didn't know, they didn't care about that girlfriend who filed the restraining order because she was angry, or...
And he was moving on anyway.
So who cares? We don't want to spend the time to go into court. That's stupid. And sometimes it doesn't matter, except for the fact that you're a law-abiding citizen who has guns lawfully, you know, followed all... I mean, it's not like an assault weapon or anything along those lines.
So it's kind of like when good people end up getting in trouble and then it just keeps exploding from
there.
We
should use that as a tagline. That's so good. Oh, wait, we do. Yeah, that's awesome.
So bad, so bad. Anyways, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, of course, we're talking with Doug Ridley and, of course, Brian Angel from the law offices of Doug Ridley. And it's a criminal defense and DUI specialist. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I say 20 years-ish. I actually started practicing law in 1998. The couple of years, even while I was in law school, I worked as a law clerk within the DA's office in Orange County and in L.A. County. I worked the first 5 years as a prosecutor in Ventura County here, and then have had my private practice since 2004. So see all kinds of interesting things and trends over the years. And everyone wants to talk to me this year about marijuana because they're really excited about marijuana. And I've had so many people want me to come out and talk to business groups and different things. And I'll answer any questions that anybody has in this subject area. But we've had $0 into our law firm this year because of changes in the marijuana laws. It's gotten a lot of interesting publicity, and we've seen really nothing happening in the criminal courts because of this. So it's been a whole lot of noise without a whole lot of impact, really.
Okay.
But then again, I guess if it's happening the way it's supposed to happen and it's legal, then people shouldn't be calling my office because
Correct.
They're not getting busted for things.
Right.
But,
so
yeah.
Treat it like alcohol, though, right? Be respectful,
yeah.
Be, you know, do all that. So
yeah, you're not supposed to have it in your car, just like you're not supposed to have that open bottle of whiskey in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it out in public. Same thing with alcohol. And
right.
Yeah.
Doug, how do my listeners get in touch with you when they need you?
I will turn that over to Brian Angel because he has the best answer for that.
Okay.
They call 805 805-208-1866. 805-208-1866. And they can call me 24/7. It's
that.
A mobile hotline that I carry.
This is a number that you need to put in your cell phones in case. I hope you never need it, but if you do, I'm telling you, these guys will help you out, and that's really what it's about.
Yep. So. Yep. And I can take most calls, but if people don't get me, even if it's middle of the night, they should leave a message or a text, and I'll get back to them.
Right. Perfect. And Roland, give out your number again.
It's 888-801-8952. You can call Tristology or check me out at roiland.tristology.com if you want to see my bio and kind of what we're all about.
There you go. And you guys have a website too, right?
RidleyDefense.com.
Okay. And also, both of these are in my newsletter, on my Facebook. We're everywhere. I mean, this is what this is all about. All of Kim's connections. That's really, you know, of people that I really want to share that, you know, can really help you and make a difference in your life. So this has been a very different show, which I love. You never know what we're going to talk about. And again, it's all about the brighter side of life. We're going to invite everybody. Do you know when your next tea is?
Third Thursday of the month. So okay. In July, third Thursday from 7 to 8:30.
Okay, we'll tea put time it in our Lynn. And we'll put it in our newsletter. And again, I thank everyone for being here. If you haven't already called in, call in right now. We've got lots of stuff coming up, and we got lots of stuff this weekend. I hope to see everybody out at Caneo Food and Wine Festival. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.